This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
I'm gonna leave it to you there now to chat away.
Ah, not so fast, Emma. You've got at least 1 hour to go.
Before you go, tell me this, right? This is a thing that I have heard my housemate Ben say, and I've heard my ex-girlfriend say, and they are both from the country. Musha.
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 They go, oh, musha.
Don't know.
Anyone know what that means?
No.
Musha. It's this really weird thing where it's like a, you poor divil, you poor thing.
Ah,
they say musha.
That's nice.
They go,
it's really kind.
Musha. It's like, it's more of like say, but I think they've always used it in a sarcastic way.
Yeah.
I was just like,
sounds like it.
Oh, I'm sick. They were like, ah, musha.
And oh, that's
like,
lovely.
Is it kind of like, ah, you poor pet?
I think it does. But like, what the, where the fuck did that come from? I've never heard it. And I remember trying to recreate that once when they were, I like remember
whinging,
my ex was like whinging or something. I was like, ah, shumu. And she was like, what? And I was like, is that not what it is? I'm really bad at saying things back. So like my other housemate, Linda, has this saying called, and it goes, that's how the land gets dear, right?
I think it's expensive.
Yeah, that's how things, I didn't know what that meant. I'd never heard it before.
Mm.
But so I remember trying to say it once as a joke, but I didn't know, I couldn't remember what it was. So I was like, that's how the lamb gets in a deer. And she was like, the lamb. And I was like, yeah, does the lamb, she was like, why would the lamb get a deer? And I was like, I don't know. Ah, shumu.
Ah, shumu. Don't worry about it, shumu.
I'll be back next week. Dave and Ashing back in the morning from 7 a.m.
Oh.
Have a great time, Emma. Wake up.
You wake me up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Hello, 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 hello. It's my Friday.
Oh, shut up.
I was like, this is going to be the smuggest introduction to any show
typical,
ever.
Typical, typical, typical.
Oh, I'm off today, lads. This is it now.
He's off to New York.
Off to New York. You guys are here in the morning. What a lesson.
We've already been to New York. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, come here. It's not a, it couldn't be, surely, but I wanted to ask, because I know Dublin schools, I don't know. It's not Deb season, is it?
Not yet. Not
no,
until
Debs
after.
No, Debs is generally
leaving.
Like August, is it not?
Well, there was a pair of teenagers.
It's graduation
this morning.
Season, though.
Okay.
Like 6 year grad.
Yes. That's what it was.
Last
then.
Days of school, I think, this
yeah.
week.
I was driving into work this morning, and I'd say this is about 6:05. I won't say exactly where, but oh my God, there was a couple fully in their glad rags, right? And they were having the crack. Do you know, and you can see some, the two of them walking down the street hand in hand, like around
stop.
The place laughing, having a ball. I was like, they haven't gone to bed yet.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, young love.
In the suit and all, was he?
He was in the suit, yeah. He was all kind of a
oh,
bit
that's quite fancy for
apart.
Our, the Zaga boys.
I was going to say.
And do you know what I noticed as well? You know, the way we'd be, back in those days, we would have been clip-clopping around in agony.
Massive heels.
Gorgeous dress she had on her.
Runners.
Hair runners.
Yeah, see, that's
legend.
The way the world's going.
What a queen.
It is.
Yeah. No one's putting in any effort anymore.
They are not wearing docks to their dads and fair play.
I just felt like, can't believe that part of my life is over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be.
You can go out and, you know, walk to work in a suit and dress. No
yeah,
problem.
Exactly.
I'd be sectioned.
Yeah, that's very true.
Coming up on 7:05 this Thursday morning, you're with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Olivia Rodrigo and Obsessed. This is Spinner with Emma, Dave and Ashling, just on 7:10.
Good morning. Do you know what? This week is a week I look forward to all year. I actually really, really get excited for it because it is the Monaco Grand Prix over the weekend.
Ooh.
Which you can stream, by the way, with a Now Sports membership. I remember working in Spin on the... I used to work in Spin on the weekends, like 3 years ago. And I remember ringing our boss, Nick, and be like, hi, I need this weekend off.
No way.
Yeah, because it's the Monaco Grand Prix.
Just to watch it.
Just to sit at home and watch it, yeah. Yeah, it was...
Do you know, and I don't mean to be rude... But
it sounds like you're about to say something rude.
Cars go round in circles.
Oh, God, it's just absolutely not that at all.
Right.
It's the drama, it's the everything, it's the speed, it's the skill, it's the cars themselves. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I have never watched it. And, like, I think before the documentary came out, I would have said the same. But I do think,
to be honest,
I need to get into that. Yeah.
Very into it since the documentary came out.
Like, I am.
It does sound like good drama.
Old school fans of Formula One have called me a plastic fan because I did become a fan when the documentary came out.
So did everyone. everybody.
But oh my God, it's unreal.
Drive to Survive, is it?
Yeah, Drive to Survive on Netflix. But the Monaco Grand Prix, right, it's kind of a little bit like Marmite if you're an F1 fan, because some people absolutely love it and some people hate it. I love it because it's all about, like, it is obviously the race, but it's the glitz, the glam, the money.
Right. Is it the original one?
It's not. I don't know if it's the original one, but it is very old.
Okay.
Like, it's a very old race, do you know what I mean? And, like, you're going literally 300 kilometres an hour around these really, really tight corners.
Insane.
Well, obviously you're not going that fast around the corners, but like on the straights, and then you're going around the corners at serious speeds as well. So on Friday then you have your practice one, practice two, and then qualifying on Saturday, and then the race on Sunday, which would be around, I think, maybe 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, something on Sunday. It is 2 o'clock actually on Sunday.
How long would that race be on?
It'll be about 2 hours. So it's about 200 kilometres that they drive.
And do they swap out drivers? The same driver.
Yeah, but like each team would have two drivers.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Like, they'd have two cars. So they do about, I think they do about 70 laps of this place, which adds up to about...
Do you think you'd be bored doing the same course 70
not
times?
Not at all. You have to be, it's so concentrated. There's not a moment of, oh, this is easy, because it's Monaco. It's the hardest course.
I'm just thinking of when I was a kid and you used to go go-karting.
Yeah.
After like four laps, I'd be like, I'm done now.
Really?
I want to go.
That's so funny. I wouldn't have that at all. I just get a bit sore. Going around the go-karts, do you know what I mean? But other people don't like the Monaco Grand Prix purely because if you qualify first, you're most likely to come first in the race. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, because it's hard to overtake.
Oh, I understand what you mean. So, if you, there's not, maybe sometimes not as much of an element of surprise. You kind of know you're a winner.
Exactly. Okay. But it's still an event. It's still like, oh my God, look at this. Do you know what I mean? But a lot of the drivers actually live in Monaco, which is interesting. And there's only, I think, one of them that are from Monaco, and that's Charles Leclerc. But the rest of them live there. So, there's half of them. Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen, Lando Norris, George Russell, Valtteri Bottas, Sergio Perez, Nico Hülkenberg and Alex Albon, of course, with Charles Leclerc as well. Now, people are always like, God, why do they live there? Obviously, it's the most stunning place ever.
Yeah.
The principality and all that kind of stuff. It's also tax-free, right? There's no taxes in Monaco whatsoever.
I was going to say, is it like the Hollywood of, like,
Formula
racing,
one.
But pretty then, much, but obviously, no, it's just tax free.
Kind of like the Dubai of racing,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's glitz, it's glam, and it's tax free,
right?
So that's obviously one reason. Second reason is there's about 12,000 millionaires living in Monaco, so it's 1/3 of the population in Monaco are millionaires.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I mean? So, sick, like, it's, you don't really have to deal with kind of crazy fans.
You wouldn't get a chicken fillet roll around there.
No, you wouldn't at all.
Yeah.
But basically,
they're like, I'm with my kin.
Yeah. But there's no professional photography allowed, like, really. So don't have paparazzi or anything like that. So, like, there's privacy and things like that as well. And then, obviously, the location. You're 15 minutes as well from the Nice airport. So they can jet off wherever they want at a moment's notice. So, Monaco honestly sounds like the most stunning place in the entire world. Another interesting fact about Monaco, because my dad went there with my mom a couple of years ago. The actual, so it's a street race, right? So you're driving, like, the race is actually where cars would drive normally.
No way.
However, it's reversed. So most people think, oh, you can go to drive to Monaco and drive the actual circuit, but you can't. You'd be going backwards.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't. I don't know why.
Maybe it's just to be like, it's different.
It's just different, yeah. I don't know. But so maybe people would start to race the actual circuit. Do you want me to see how well they do? But no, it's actually backwards, which
that's
is
so smart. Just to stop people, yeah.
So it's
the road
on this
markings,
weekend.
I presume, will be covered then, not to distract people. Oh,
no, they'd be on there.
Okay.
They'd be on there. I don't think.
I'm about to win, but.
I don't think Lewis Hamilton is seeing slow written on the road and going, oh, I better go slow here. Oh, God, this is our school around here.
So you're not contactable this weekend then, is what you're saying?
No, leave me alone this weekend because I am buzzing for
He'll be in Monaco.
Yeah. In his mind.
In my mind.
In your head.
No, I was just about to say, I remember like a couple of years ago, me and my ex-girlfriend always used to talk about Monaco and, oh, that'd be the place we go. We broke up and 2 weeks later she was in Monaco at the Grand Prix. So it's a little bit bittersweet for me, but I think I'm over that relationship now, so I'm ready to watch Monaco again. I know, it was a bad day.
That's tough.
Was a bad day to be David Allen.
She was like, how do I get him good? Book those flights.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Saturday night of Electric Picnic this year. We have your tickets after 8 o'clock this morning.
And a very important reminder, tomorrow is the day Spin is paying out 100,000 euro on the cash machine. That's got to go. We'll tell you how you can enter very shortly here on Fully Charged.
Now, yesterday morning, I was telling you that I had spotted a couple of guards out on horseback on Dawson Street the day before. And we got into a big chat about guards on horseback.
Yeah, there is a couple of guards in town last 24 hours. Just a few.
Yeah, what the hell? I've never seen so many guards
in
my life.
Insane.
I didn't even know that many people in this country were guards, never mind in Dublin.
Last
night, you looked down the street, it was just loads of high vis.
And they were in like packs of like minimum six.
Yeah.
They were brought down from the country as well.
That's right. Crazy. Anyway, a lot of those guards weren't on horseback, but there were two the other day on horseback.
I'd be absolutely fuming if I wasn't putting the horse that day and I had to go on foot.
Yeah, I know, like a pleb. Yeah. But we were talking about the horses because they were absolutely the biggest horses I'd ever seen in my life. They were absolute units.
Gorgeous.
Units.
They were huge. Yeah. Their feet were massive.
Yeah.
Their bodies were enormous. They were so, so tall.
Yeah.
And it kind of played in my mind all day yesterday. I was like, we posed the question of why do they use horses?
Because we were saying in ways it's not necessarily the most practical thing in the world.
You would think.
You can hardly be galloping down.
Yeah, it's like it's not a 1940s Western. Like, you know what I mean? What are they going to be doing?
And we didn't really answer the question. So a quick Google search gave me all the information I needed. There's a whole section.
Isn't Google great?
Ah, yeah. There's a whole section on the Garda website about why they have the horses. One reason is for searching rough terrain.
Okay.
Obviously, where you can't like go drive a car like in a forest or whatever.
Oh my god, that's
Does
a
that
great
make sense.
So if you're searching for something like a piece of evidence and it's
you're not going to see much from up there, though, are you?
Well, I think this is like for getting in.
Right, okay.
Quickly or whatever. I don't know. And then the other main reason is for...
For example, if you were, like, because I know this from my childhood, like, say, for example, you're at this part of the river and you want to get to the evidence over there. Like, that's an effort to get through otherwise, but the horse can get through that.
Horse can just
their
walk
back
through the river.
No bother, like, depending on the depth of the horse.
Yeah, like a stream or whatever.
Yeah, but something that even came up quite... They can swim, too.
They have Garda boats, don't they?
Horses swim?
Yeah, they do, Pet.
Do they swim?
That's mad. That wasn't in my research. Another main reason is because of the visibility, because you're up so high, you can get to see, so you can for crowd control and stuff.
That's
very
clever.
It's really good, because you could be like, there's an issue like
further down
there, because you can see, because you're up so high.
That's a good one.
So if you're up tenting now and a guard comes on a horseback, duck. That's my advice. I know, don't do that. But I was also thinking, why just horses? Why not use other animals to aid your crime fighting tactics?
Like what, a camel?
Well, I didn't think of camel, but I guess if you sat on the hump of a camel, you might be even higher than
I guess
being on a horse.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking of other animals and how they could be used with the guards. So I'm thinking sheepdogs would be a great way to manage crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with, crowd control.
Circle around, you know.
Particularly, I think, any Malahide gig. Just get the sheepdog just to...
Yeah.
You're in the dark. Get into the dark. Now you stay there.
Where are you going? Bus? All right, this way. And everybody gets carted across.
I like that.
Just there, like, whistling at the dog. And,
I'm thinking of kind of, like, video games here, but, like... I'm thinking, like, they could use cows to drop, like, cow pat, like, manure, as, like, a
you
trap.
Can't go this way?
Yeah, like in a certain formation, it would act as like a trap. And then if you're trying to catch somebody on foot, then you get the imprint of their shoe.
From the poo.
In the poo. Yeah, that might work. Okay. They could hook up tiny GoPros to fish if they have to search water.
Yeah.
That might be fun for the future.
Yeah.
If they were in a high-speed car chase, they could set free a line of turtles crossing the road.
Oh, because the
car will obviously have to stop.
The person who's committed the awful crime that will go down for life.
Exactly.
Will stop
and
for
even
the
if,
turtles, though.
And even if the guards are a few blocks behind, they'll have plenty of time to catch up then.
Yeah. Poor
turtles are so slow.
Yeah. So these are all good stuff.
Oh, brilliant.
And then the last one I think is genius. If you're trying to catch a robber robbing a house, you as they're kind of coming back down the stairs, you feed in a little gang of tiny white Labrador puppies.
Ah,
and while the
idea.
Burglar is distracted, then you pounce.
Very good. Very, very good.
So,
I nothing of flight there. Nothing of too much height either.
No.
So I'm a little bit disappointed on that.
Well, they have the height.
They
the
have
horses.
The height, yeah, but no flight.
No, oh, as in like the ability
big,
to fly.
A big eagle or something.
Yeah,
nice.
Fair.
Bigger. You know I mean? Oh, I'd be
for
terrified.
Good transportation.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll true. Work on it.
Yeah. Bring that to Angada Síochána.
A follow-up is due, but just work on the presentation a little further.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yo.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Michael Mercagey and Scared to Start on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. He joined us in studio in the last couple of weeks and he's such a lovely guy. We have a new thing about Americans on this show.
Yeah, they're our favourite guests. If you're an American coming to town, we'll interview you.
Yeah.
Because then just this week, Teddy Swims was in town. If you missed our chat with him, it's on our podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged. What a guy.
Another sound.
He gave me a back rub.
He is a human teddy bear. How many hugs did he give you, Callum, in total that day?
Three hugs for Callum.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
You only hung out with him for half an hour.
I know, he was just so delightful.
Yeah.
Such a great guy.
Dublin Travel. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift and Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. This is Spin.
A show we don't often talk about on the show is this one.
But we should.
And I want to talk about it now. So there's a new season of The Simpsons on at the moment. I think it's out on like Fox or something in America.
Yeah. Quick question on The Simpsons, because obviously it used to be so traditional that like you'd have your dinner, you'd watch The Simpsons, and then you'd watch Home and Away.
And then your dad would come in and watch the news.
Oh, yeah, you'd like put back on The Simpsons. But is it still, as in the new seasons, do they still launch on normal TV or is it all streaming?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do, but they're also on like Disney Plus, like that's the main.
Yeah, but I don't know if the new season is like available to watch in Ireland at the moment yet, but it's definitely out in America.
There's so many, it's so confusing.
Oh, it is, yeah. The weird thing about The Simpsons is the characters are obviously all still the same age. Like Bart's still a kid.
Yeah, he's still 10.
Maggie's still sucking her doady. But the actors voicing the characters have not stayed the same age. And the thing that everybody's talking about with the new season is some of the characters have started to sound really old.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it's kind of sad.
That sucks.
So isn't it something that this voice actress voices like six of the Simpsons
Nancy Cartwright, yeah.
Yeah, actually all of them, bar the actress who voices Marge, she doesn't do too many others, but like the list of characters that each actor voices is insane.
Yes. I remember seeing a video, I think it was viral on TikTok a few years ago, of
them all
Nancy.
Sitting.
And she was just jumping from character to
character. Cool. Yeah, she really does Bart, cool. I think, yeah. But it's unreal because the show's been going for 34 years and they have maintained the same, like, principal cast the whole time, which is, like, quite impressive.
That is very cool.
However, quite easy when you're paying them $300,000 per episode.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is what they're currently making.
There's 30, how many seasons? Like, 35.
This is the 35th
That's
season.
Ridiculous. Who needs that much money? That's us. I'd actually be so overwhelmed.
Yeah, so in the early days, like in the 90s, they were making like 30 grand per episode. At a peak, they were on like 400,000 per episode.
Dear God.
And now they're down to like 300,000.
They're there gargling their honey and water every night, being like, keep my voice young.
Yeah,
no bother at all.
Yeah. I do
keep
one,
that cigarette smoke away from me.
I do one really, really good Simpsons impression. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I was going to.
Very good. Is that actually you?
Yeah.
So people are starting to kind of say that it's getting a little bit sad listening to some of the characters now in the new season. They're like, let them retire in peace. Their poor voices are wrecked and they're starting to sound a bit old and tired. So I've gone through a couple of characters and we're going to listen to their evolution from 1990 to now 2024. Yeah. So the main actor that people have been talking about this season is an actor called Harry Shearer. He's now 80.
Wow.
And he's the voice of Mr. Burns. Some people are saying that he actually suits Mr. Burns better now because Mr. Burns is old.
He does Smithers as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does a couple of them.
Well, he does Ned Flanders and he does Principal Skinner as well, this actor. But in the voice of Mr. Burns, he's starting to sound a little bit tired. So I've got a clip of Mr. Burns back in 1990 and he sounds quite different because they're still kind of trying to get to grips with the accent. So this was the first Mr. Burns edition.
Ah, Homer Simpson, at last we meet. I want you to rejoin our power plant family.
Wow. So he sounds very different.
He does, but you can kind of hear the Mr. Burns in him.
I know it's Mr. Burns, but it's not the Mr. Burns I remember.
No.
Yeah.
The Mr. Burns you remember is here from season 17.
Okay.
I had to get a job, and I had to start at the bottom. But to get to the bottom, I had to work my way up from Moe's.
Oh my God, that's the same dude.
Yes, so different.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that was kind of, that's kind of 2006, I would say, like peak era of Simpsons, whatever. Now, season 35, this is Mr. Burns.
Oh my God.
I bought you Twitter. The whole company. It was a bargain. The previous owner had to sell it after his self-driving Mars rocket crashed into the International Space Station.
Oh my God.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I feel like he almost like loses it in mid-sentence. It kind of just starts to sound like an old man.
Yeah,
I wonder
what
he doesn't have the like thing.
When these people are ready to move on with their lives, will they just recast everyone?
That's what they're doing. They're waiting until the cast basically say,
I'm not doing it anymore.
Right? No, I don't think so.
Okay, so if you think Mr. Burns is bad, wait till you hear Marge.
Yeah.
Done a job on a couple more characters. Okay. We'll hear them next.
That's on the way.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sonny Cadera on the team up with Miss Becky Hill, Never Be Alone on Spin.
We're chatting about The Simpsons this morning, something we don't often talk about. There's a brand new series out at the moment, season 35.
Wow, what a run.
And a lot of people are talking about the voice actors this season because some of them are starting to sound a little bit old.
Yes.
It's kind of weird because the characters obviously stay the same age, but people don't. That's life, guys. We've just had a listen to Mr. Burns now versus what Mr. Burns used to sound like. The actor playing him is now 80.
Wow.
So he's sounding a little bit tired. I've also had a look at Homer and Marge. So Homer is the actor Dan Castellaneta. And he's one of the most one of the richest voice actors in the world. I would say that his voice is one of the strongest still.
Yes.
Okay.
Since the beginning. So he's 66 now. So he's not too
66.
He's not too
grand.
Old. Exactly. It is interesting to hear how his like Homer voice has changed over the years as well, just from the very beginning.
It has changed,
quick,
yeah.
Quick maths, he would have been 31-ish starting off.
Yeah, exactly.
Homer.
So quite young. So here's what Homer sounded like in season 1, 1990.
The jar is empty! Oh my God!
Christmas is cancelled.
No presents for anyone!
It's also kind of a little bit of the microphone was so old.
Yeah, the actual quality of the audio isn't very good. So then I've taken the clip from midway through the season, so season 17, 2006, peak Homer.
Okay.
Listen, I thought about what I did, and it was really, really wrong. I'm sorry. I love you, Marge.
Sorry, I have to comment on Emma's face for all these. Every time I play the clip of the real voice, she's like, oh.
I don't know why it brings me so much joy. It's just so much like childhood.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I love Homer. I need to actually go back and watch it, yeah.
Yeah, and then now here's Homer in last year's season 34, so 2023 Homer.
Okay.
I get it if you are great at sports or fixing cars or demolishing buildings, but you're just a weird little kid.
It sounds almost like a really good impression of Homer.
Yes, like a brilliant impression.
Yeah, a brilliant impression.
No, we should do
a little bit more.
We'll still be here doing this breakfast show in years to come, and I think the next couple of years we should listen back to how we sounded when we started in 2022.
I'll be sounding like this woman, poor Marge, by that time. So then there's Marge. And as we know, obviously, Marge's voice is quite the strain.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like she smokes 40 Benson
really
Hedges
does.
A day.
It
does. It's an unbelievable voice, and I don't know how she has maintained it, and she is definitely struggling.
But the strain on it.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. So Marge in the first season wasn't as gravelly as she kind of
became.
Really?
So this was her at the start.
No worry, Homer. We'll just have to stretch your Christmas bonus even further this year.
But even that is...
It is tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what that actress sounds like just when she speaks normally.
Yeah, normally.
Because,
like
you'd just imagine that's the way she speaks, but obviously that's all put on. It's amazing.
Yeah, get ready, Emma, because you're going to start to get emotional again.
Oh, no, stop,
Peak
Ashley.
Marge, 2008.
Homer, before I take the kids, I want you to swear you're not up to something.
Oh,
yeah,
darling.
That's the Marge we know.
It's so good.
She was one of our second mummies.
Yeah. But all good things must not come to an end, but
deteriorate.
It's not great anymore. She is really struggling, poor old Marge. This is what she sounds like now.
The world needs to know the truth. It's a system of daytime TV that's toxic. It's turned us all into monsters, fueled by stress, gaslighting, and $15 kale Caesar salads.
Oh my God, she caught her breath.
Oh God.
Salad.
She's really...
It's so tough, isn't it?
Oh, like, it's hard. I feel sad for her. It's hard to listen to, kind of, isn't it?
But like, she's dedicated her life to The Simpsons and ruined her voice for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's in bits, but I think fair play to
But yeah, but I'm also like, keep trucking on, Marge.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Get that 300 grand per episode. Good girl.
Here is Lee James. This is Crush This Morning at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That is Lee James and Crush on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
And that man is crushing it.
Do you think so, Dave?
Oh, he's killing it. I love Lee James. I remember he played the Spin House Party stage at Longitude
last
year.
Yeah, he was lovely as well, wasn't he?
And he was so, he was just loving every second of it.
He was up
on stage. He's a deadly DJ as well, but he was up on stage and I was just like up kind of filming, like having a look at the crowd and he was like waving at me and I was like, hi Lee.
Hi Dave. My friend.
Oh, but isn't it so cool to see someone like that just having the time of their
life? Literally.
It's funny actually, I was in Marley Park the other day. I love Marley Park. And do you know the way there's a particular route to the Spin House Party stage,
yes,
like through the woods?
Yes.
I actually walked it to be like, in a few weeks.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exciting. I don't think I've ever seen it not as the Spin House Party stage. Yeah, yeah, cool.
We want to send you to Longitude. Come hang out with us at Longitude in a few weeks' time. And on top of that, we won't annoy you. You can do your own thing now at these sessions. We won't be on to you. And we won't be on to you at Electric Picnic either.
Nah, do your own thing there.
But the prize here is all three festivals. Pair of tickets for both. It's huge.
Camping included for Sea Sessions and Electric Picnic. Obviously not Longitude. All you got to do is play the golden ticket and win it. It has to be won within the next 4 weeks or so. So
really time is of the essence on this competition, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So golden in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038. We'll get you on to play and hopefully you'll take three tickets away from us today.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hi. Somehow it's the 23rd of May.
Unbelievable.
We're here.
The year is flying in.
Mad.
Unfortunately, a little bit cooler out there this morning. Not the same vibes as last week at all.
Coming
at least
in. Yeah.
Quite bright.
Back into the jacket.
Yeah.
Very true.
Not the winter coat though.
Speaking of a jacket, that's what someone needed yesterday.
Oh yeah.
During a speech live on television to the world.
Oh.
I'm talking, of course, about Rishi Sunak. Did anyone watch this?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Was this the election announcement?
Yes.
Remind us outside. Who this lad is.
Rishi Sunak is the Prime Minister of England, yeah. Right? He was outside 10... What's
number
that place
10.
Called? Number 10 Downing Street, that's the one. Basically saying an election was to come,
yeah.
Right? The whole thing was a bit of a mess because it was lashing rain.
Oh, dear.
They were talking, Rishi Sunak was there going, Labour don't have any plans. And you're like, you can't even plan a speech.
Because no.
He came out onto the podium and did his speech and it was lashing rain. His hair was going floppy. His suit was getting soaked.
Was nobody like holding an umbrella over him?
No one holding an umbrella while protesters down the street were blaring the song D-Ream, Things Will Only Get Better, which was Tony Blair's winning song for Labour back in 1997. I know we don't usually get political in this show, but that is the funniest thing in the entire world.
Oh my God.
It was a disaster.
Press conference from hell.
Can I give you an insight into my life?
Yes, please do.
I was watching the press conference yesterday with my girlfriend Jess, and they called the general election for July the 4th.
Yeah. So was that a surprise as an Englishman? Give us your insight.
There was kind of an expectation that there was going to be an election at some point this year in the UK, but...
God, it's such a busy year for politics. Oh my God.
The way it works in the UK is that... Normally the day after you know who's going to be the next Prime Minister. Here it takes a couple of days.
Right.
So I said to my girlfriend, Jess, should I book July the 5th off? Because I love an election.
I love an election.
Ooh. I love watching all the results come in because the polls close at 10. And by like 5 past 10, there's like opinion polls to say like... And they're generally spot on to be like, who's going to get into... I'm such an election nerd.
Be like Keir Starmer, no?
Well, you never know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But
poor old Rishi Sunak, he had a terrible time. Do you remember there a few months ago? everyone was like, stop wearing your Adidas Gazelles. Rishi Sunak has sworn them. They're not cool anymore.
But someone was like, we have the Euros, we have the Olympics, and now we have a general election. Twitter over the next couple of months is going to be the best ever.
It's
going to
be on fire.
Ever.
Elon Musk is licking his lips.
Here we go.
Totally, yeah.
So yeah, it was very, very good. I'd go watch the clip online.
I presume there's loads of mick takes out of it on TikTok as well.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
All right. Stick around. The golden ticket is on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Emma, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
The guy on the golden ticket little music bit there is a bit too calm for my liking. He's just there and he's like, all right, let's go. I'm like, no, this needs to go.
Yeah, that's actually very serious.
In the next month, dude.
Yeah.
We need to change that because that was the vibe maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah, it needs to be golden ticket. Let's go! For God's sake!
Yeah, by the... By the week of C sessions, he's going to just be like,
Callum, can we get that redone?
That'll be great.
Please.
He just progressively gets more nervous.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right, okay, the hype is real because the prize is unreal. C-Sessions, Longitude Electric Picnic. We want to source your summer here at Spin. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the best prize in Irish radio right now.
Definitely.
I swear to God, if you want to have a summer crack, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling trying to sort you out in the golden ticket.
Let's not mention the cash machine this
time. Yeah, okay. C-Sessions, Longitude Electric Picnic. If you want to go, you know you got to get in touch. However, Adam could do it today. What are you up to this morning, Adam?
On the way to work in Blanche.
What do you do, Adam?
I'm a coffee machine engineer.
Oh, well, my God, will you come
you're
in?
You're an important man.
Will you come into this building? Because, dear God, the coffee machine is just pathetic.
And the hot chocolate is shite. Can you do something with that?
Absolutely, no problem at all. You just say the word.
Do you know what they say? Don't they say that the likes of undertakers will always be in a job? I think coffee machine engineers will always have a job too.
Oh, does this mean,
coffee's going nowhere, man. Busier,
and yeah, Adam, does this mean you have to, like, drink a lot of coffee in your work day because you have to test it?
I do. An awful lot of people, when I go out to places, they say, do you want me to make you a coffee before I go? And I say, no, well, if it's more, probably more coffee than blood in my body.
You're just like walking caffeine.
You can never sleep again.
Do you like, I know it's a stupid question, but do you like coffee?
Yeah, like, obviously when you're in the game for a bit, you realise there's different. Obviously, before I started, you don't know how many different types of coffee and everything there is.
Yeah.
Some taste better than
you know your beans.
I do, you're a coffee connoisseur.
Very good. And would you be getting, like, I'd say you'd be getting some panicked calls, like emergency calls to come and fix the machines.
There's plenty of that. There was even one, we did, you know, first response of calls, really. So someone rings, kind of panic, and we always have someone on standby.
You are a first responder.
You are a first responder. Like an ambulance driver.
I have the greatest respect for your work.
Honestly, I actually agree with that. It is first response because the amount of people who just can't get through the day with
people would be freaking out.
Yeah. Freaking out.
All right, Adam, what's the story with your summer plans? Are you going to any festivals or holidays or anything like that?
No, and you know what, funny enough, I've never actually been to a festival, so...
Really?
Yeah, three of them would be unbelievable.
They do great coffee at festivals. Yeah,
they do, actually, I mean, you really need them as well. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Okay, interesting. And how's your music knowledge?
Yeah, it's good. It's questionable sometimes. Look, right. I'll say the generic thing you hear every morning, play along every morning.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
That's the best practice you can get.
Right, well, let's see if you can smash it yourself. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. You've heard this game before. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Yeah, it's 25 seconds.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can't swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Adam?
Yep, sounds good.
We're up for you, Adam.
We are rooting for you massively. Where are you from?
Cabra.
Adam from Cabra. 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Good for you.
I guess you
moved on really easily. Olivia Rodrigo, good for you.
Start the clock. Very cool, Adam. Calm and collected. I like it.
Nicely done. Good for you, Olivia Rodrigo. We got that in 5 seconds, which is the perfect average. And so 20 seconds left. 4 songs to go.
Let's go for song 2. Adam plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I don't want you ever to
forget about Forget About Us, Perry Everett.
Stop the clock. Even got the surname in there. I like it.
He's got it. All right. Forget About Us, Perry. We were a tiny bit slower on that, so we're at 14 seconds now. Speed her up a little bit now for song 3. You have that swap remaining as well.
You do indeed. Let's go for song 3 and you'll be halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Well, the first time we went out, you said you never said
without a doubt. Swap
it. Good choice. What have we got, Ash?
All right. That was Mimi Webb and Red Flags. We are back to 14 seconds on the clock, Adam. We have a brand new song 3 for you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Really? All right.
But tricky one.
The posh English one. Let's go for a brand new song 3 then, Adam. And it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We had a plan. Move out of this town,
baby. What's to the same?
Very new.
It's so new.
No idea.
And there's your time. Adam, I'm so sorry, man.
It's new, but it is everywhere.
Yeah. It's on TikTok as well.
Dasha is the artist there, and the song is called Austin. Another country song
coming in and
someday
over.
This golden ticket will be just country songs.
probably.
Adam, it wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun playing, did you?
Absolutely.
Dave sounds so desperate there because he loves Adam so much.
I just love Adam.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you at least have a crack?
We had a good start to the day, didn't we, Adam?
We did.
Adam, thank you so much
for
listening.
Massive fan of
you. And thank you for playing. We're big fans of you. Have a great day.
Your work. And come here,
thanks very much, guys.
Seriously, we're kind of not joking about coming in and having a look at our coffee machine.
Yeah, we will be in touch.
Yeah, would be great.
Give me a ring and I'll be in.
Bye, Adam.
See you, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a dose. My favourite.
Wasn't really, really like
that. I'd be getting nervous if I were you, Emma. You are off the show now for, what is it, four?
I'm back on Thursday.
Four or five days.
Please, I'm begging you.
No!
I am begging you. This has got to go before Emma comes back.
This is my favourite prize we've ever given away. And
you shouldn't have booked holidays then. You silly Billy.
Good people only for the next 4 days.
Dead right. Golden in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. Please.
Golden in a WhatsApp. I'd be delighted for them. I really, really would. C-Session Salon Shoot and Electric Picnic. No messing on this. We'd love you to win it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Love that so much. Noizu and Summer 91 on Spin with Emma Duven-Ashling. Hello.
Morning.
Okay, I've been telling you all week. This is it. Once I'm gone, I won't talk about it anymore, okay?
Well, you can't.
No, because I won't be here. I'm going to New York tomorrow. I'm really excited. That's grand. I'm not even talking about New York here. What I'm talking about is when I get back. So I land into Dublin Airport at around 4 a.m. next Thursday morning.
Okay.
And you listening and you guys in the room know, annual leave is a precious thing.
Oh, dead right.
So you may be sure I'm coming to work, right?
You're coming to work on the Thursday morning after you arrive.
Oh, you mad thing.
I'm going to come straight into work.
You've done that before, dude.
I did the exact same thing when I came back from New York.
It must be the same flight.
It must be around half hours. Yeah, and I drove straight to work and I was here before Callum and it was really weird.
And did you have a great day in work that day?
No, I think I remember by 7:30 I was dying.
So that's day one, okay? That's when I come back on Thursday. That'll be a bit of a tiring day. I also have been telling you, and I'm determined not to be the person who gives up on everything I sign up to, because over the years in the show, I've bailed on like the Irish classes.
The boxing, the horse riding.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I didn't want to go into detail.
I have them written all down in my head.
The Women's Mini Marathon is on the Sunday, right, that I get back as well. So bear in mind, I don't think I'll be out running on the Thursday.
Are you going to do running in New York?
I will be bringing my running shoes. Whether the run happens or not, I obviously don't know what's going to happen. Okay. So, listen, the mini marathon, if I have to walk a bit of it, so be it. But I'm just determined to do the bloody thing, okay?
No,
go to the park if you're going to run. Don't run in the street.
In New York?
Yeah.
Will I get knocked down?
No, you'll constantly be waiting for traffic lights.
Ah.
Yeah, every block, yeah.
Okay.
In Central Park.
God, lads, I don't know nothing. Thank God I have you before I go to New York to tell me everything I need to know. But wait till you hear about my weekend of chaos when I get back.
Oh, no.
Okay. Again, Women's Mini Marathon is on the Sunday, okay? That's the big thing in my head that needs to be done. I get in from New York, as I said, Thursday morning, come to work. Friday, finish work here, go home for about 3 hours, come back in, have to work again elsewhere, okay?
Oh, dear.
Saturday, my housemate, Emer, who I talk about a lot in the show, she wants to have a garden party.
Oh, my God.
In your house?
In my house. Because for the last 5 years I've lived in Dublin, that weekend weather-wise is always incredible, and we've always had a garden party, even during COVID times with, like, however many households come to the garden.
Okay.
We've never not done the garden party. She thinks it's a bad omen if we don't do it. I said, Emer, but we're going to New York for our birthdays. We don't need to have a garden party. And she's like, it's not for our birthdays. We have to do our annual garden party. Have you invited your friends yet? I said, no, I'm not inviting my friends because I need to go to bed about 8 o'clock because I got the Women's Mini Marathon the next day.
I can't be supping anything all day.
I need to mind myself, right? So the garden party's going ahead on Saturday. Hey, will you come, by the way? Are you around?
You can't ask us live on air. That's not fair.
Davey Ian?
No.
I'll
think about it.
I don't visit the south side.
Okay, great. That actually works for me because...
So you can go to bed.
I can actually go to bed. Fun. Put the earphones in, let them party in the garden all night. It's our annual garden party, okay? As I said, don't think there'll be a lot of sleep going on because they will be singing through the Alexa until about 1 a.m. in the garden. Happens once a year, the neighbours are aware.
What time are you going to bed at?
I suppose about 9:30.
Okay, I'll arrive then.
Emma, but I'm here to see you.
Yeah, big fan of humour.
So I will be wearing earplugs that night. Following day, Women's Mini Marathon. As it stands, no one is around to support me.
Ah, no.
It's fine. It's fine. Finish that. Have a 2-hour window to get home, get showered, and get back into work. Working on the bank holiday Sunday evening elsewhere as well. Then go home, I presume, die after running 10K, considering I'm not fit enough to run a 10K at all. Just about a 6 at this point.
I thought it was only a 5K. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, I might come out. I feel bad now. I feel like I should come out and support you now.
And then after that, when I'm going to be limping around like God knows what, back into work on the Monday, I'm so done.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
I hate every moment of that weekend.
Oh God.
Just don't come back from New York, I think, is the moral of the story.
Don't do the garden party.
Because after
don't
that,
do the
it's
run.
A nightmare.
We were trying to fit in when this garden party would work. I was like, well, I'm working on the Friday, so that's not going to work. And I'm working until 10 p.m. She was like, oh, well, that's going to out then. Could you do the Sunday? I'm like, no, not after the marathon. I'm back in work the next day. It's the Saturday now.
Oh, you've absolutely ruined your bank holiday weekend.
Ruined your bank holiday
It's the
weekend.
Worst bank holiday weekend of all time.
Yeah.
There's not another one for 2 months.
There's not another one for 2 months. Yeah, that's me done, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well
you're going to be fun on the Tuesday morning.
Oh, I'm going to be a delight. Smiling ear to ear. Oh, wait till you see me next Thursday morning after getting off the flight.
But have fun in New York,
Thanks a million. Cheers. Spin.
It's the Dirty Quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, yes. Once a week, myself, Aisling, and the ladies of Dublin put Dave through his paces on the girly quiz. We launched this, honestly, like with the guts of a year and a half ago now, because Dave was living with a load of girls and it was on the dating apps. And we just felt this poor lad needs to learn a few things.
He does. Yeah. And learn you have.
I learned well, I think.
Yeah. I'd love to know the stats on how many, like the ratio of wins to losses on the girly quiz. I think it's quite even.
Yeah.
I would have said there'd be a lot more losses.
I think you're better than you think you are, which is why I don't know why you dread this.
And
so
I'd love
much.
To know, you know, if there was ever a situation where there was like a literal girly quiz, say like by, I don't know, survey. They're like, God, lads, Dublin lads know a lot.
Yeah,
from listening to this weekly, you know,
in the average, Dave has to answer 3 questions correctly in order to win the week. He has 2 lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is like a 50-50.
One is a phone a female, and it's Rachel standing by this morning,
nice
ready
one,
to
Rachel.
Help you out. Just with the nature of the girly quiz, if there are kids in the car with you this morning, just bear in mind this can go into places that we're not totally sure of. We are talking all things girly, from head to toe and inside and out and all the rest.
Yes.
So just bear that in mind and a hand on the dial. But as always, I do think we are safe enough this week.
This is my least favourite part of the week, and everyone who knows me, who's friends of me or family, it's their favourite part of
the week. I'd say they tune in especially.
They love it.
There's a huge bump in our relationship at this time. All of your friends.
All right, Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week goes like this. What is Sephora?
Sephora.
Mm-hmm.
Sephora. I think...
Sounds like a really nice first name, actually.
It does sound like a nice name.
I know what Sephora is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
I thought it was a jewellery brand for a second, because I don't know why, like, chandeliers are coming into... that's not jewellery, but like... just like
diamondy
like
things.
Diamond stuff, like, that was coming into my head, but yeah.
Again, not jewellery.
Yeah.
But, you know,
like just like diamonds and stuff like that. But Sephora is not a jewellery or chandelier company. Sephora is
the two are hand in
hand. A makeup brand.
Okay.
And I know this because my ex was a makeup artist and she loved Sephora. And I think one time we went, she saw a Sephora shop in an airport and she nearly died. She was like, oh.
Sephora, you're saying, is a makeup brand?
Is a makeup brand.
What are you saying, Ash?
I will give it to him.
Oh, what? Will you give it to me?
I would say it's more of a beauty retailer. As in, it's like a booth.
Oh, for God's sake.
They do have their own range.
Of makeup?
Yes, but they stock tons of different brands.
Right, but it's called Sephora Makeup.
Well, they have their own range, but the shop... Sephora the shop would be better known than Sephora the makeup brand. I gave it to him. The gals will agree. Most people would know Sephora as a shop stocking lots of different brands.
Yeah,
right,
fair,
okay.
Fair.
But they do have their own brand.
Okay, cool.
So we'll give it to them.
Yeah. Question right. 2, let's rock.
Listen to this testosterone, gentlemen.
The skin of my teeth.
Question 2 on the girly quiz. Name 2 of the dangers of using dirty makeup brushes.
I.e., hypothetically, I don't, but hypothetically, I wear makeup every day and use my brushes every day.
And I haven't cleaned them.
And we won't talk about the reality of that,
or
because
6.
It's a bit embarrassing, or maybe 7 or 8 months.
See, I bring it back, yeah. I bring it back to the towel conversation where we had, where it's like, why do you need to wash them? Because the only thing that's ever on them is makeup. Do you know what I mean? And then when you put them, that makeup on your face, the makeup is no longer on the brush.
Oh, well, it is. There'd be a bit of residue.
Yeah, I suppose. You suppose you would. Like, you'd probably clean your paintbrushes as well, I suppose. What would be bad about it, though? Like, you might get a rash, and you might... I don't know. You might have blotchy skin. I don't know. I'm going to have to call Rachel on this because I genuinely have no idea what the downsides would be apart from you might get a sore face.
Yeah, I think we should definitely call Rachel.
Rachel.
On this.
Morning, Rachel.
Morning, Pet. Before we get into it, how often do you wash your makeup brushes? Be honest.
I would say maybe every 2 months.
Two months?
Okay. I thought you were going to say 2 weeks and I was like, lie.
All right, Rachel, I have 30 seconds on the clock. What's two bad things that could happen if you don't wash your makeup brushes?
So I would say you're right with the first one. Your skin can get irritated. It can like get into your pores.
Irritated skin.
And
perfect.
I would also say if you're using them on your eyes, you can get like an eye infection.
Oh,
you could
pink
get
eye.
Conjunctivitis. Or,
from the eyeshadow, what? Sorry.
I don't even know what you're alluding to.
Like pink eyeshadow.
Pink eye.
Oh, he tried to make a girly joke.
I really did, and it did not land at all. For sake.
All right, what are you saying?
Irritated skin and pink eye.
Ash, I think we're going to have to get
absolutely
it
right.
Yes. Nice one, Rachel.
Well done, Rachel.
Now, I don't mean to cause shock and alarm to the women of Dublin because, let's be honest, we're all really guilty of not looking after our makeup brushes enough. Clogged pores, acne, breakouts, bacterial infections, pink eye, bad makeup applications and rashes. It's not good crack, girls. So
no.
Let's all maybe make a bit of an effort to give them a bit of a clean.
Is that a lesson learned, Rachel?
I thought I was doing quite well, but apparently not.
Yeah, no, also look at something. Some places say you should be washing them like every like week to 10 days. I said, come on.
Nah,
as if, who has the time for
ridiculous.
That?
Ridiculous.
Rachel, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I am still
no
in
problem.
The game.
Thanks, hon. Talk to you later.
Have a
great
day.
All right, we bounce.
All right, Dave. 2 for 2.
Not
bad. Question 3 on the girly quiz this week.
But a simplify left.
What is perimenopause?
Oh, that is, it's the oldest member of Little Mix.
The oldest member of Little Mix. That's very well done.
Perimenopause.
And you know what, Dave? Actually, that was very good.
Thank you.
You redeemed yourself from the pink eye joke.
Another girly joke, and that one landed.
Perimenopause.
Yeah.
I have another joke for you. It's when you get menopause in Nando's.
When I hit you at the counter.
Perimenopause. Right, so peri chicken is like something with a little bit of sauce on it and it's a little bit spicy. So is it when menopause is like specifically really sore? And it's like
oh, it's spicy at the moment.
Yeah, it's peri... Oh, that's peri... No, that's stupid. I know that's stupid. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Perimenopause.
Continue to do so, please.
I don't understand because I didn't think there was different types of menopause. Like, it's not like a car. Do you know what I mean? It's the one thing. It's like...
You wouldn't have a jade thermometer.
Different brands.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like being on your period or something. It's just you're either in menopause or you're not. You're not in, oh, what are you? Oh, I'm perimenopause. Do you know what I mean?
That's your opinion.
He's on one.
All right, what
have
you
I done
do?
Something to you? I'm going to have to simplify it.
All right. We're entering simplify mode.
Go, Ash!
Boom. Dave, what is perimenopause? Is it A? No, I'm actually gonna do a real one. Early onset menopause. I had got menopause, but peri-peri chicken style. But you already said it, so I got rid of that.
Uh-huh.
Or is it B, the time leading up to menopause, around the time of your last menstruation?
So, sorry, say those two options again.
Is it early onset menopause or the time leading up to menopause?
As in, is it if you get menopause, like say, as a 25-year-old and it's way too early, or is B being the time leading up to menopause around the time of your last menstruation?
I'm going to say A, that it's the when you get early menopause.
As in if a young lady
like
got one.
25
got
or something like that,
right.
And that's awful. So that is, I don't know why it would be called peri, but it sounds a little bit like early. So let's go, perimenopause is for when you get menopause at a younger age. Eyes shut and my hands are over my eyes.
No! I feel sorry. He was so nice as well with the whole like, oh, that's awful.
I know. I had the peri-peri joke as an A and B there, but I changed it at the last minute because you'd already made the joke.
And I always tell you, I hate...
And you don't like the easy
simplifies. I hate the easy simplifies. So, I hate them.
The easy simplify would have got you a win today, pal.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that's raging. So perimenopause is like the lead up to menopause.
Yeah,
when you're kind of...
entering menopause.
The last time you used to worry about
perimenopause
for a while. I don't know.
No.
Not a clue.
And what would you, would that be a standard term that you'd say? You'd be like, oh, I'm in perimenopause.
Yes.
Yeah.
The start of the...
So stupid. Just say, I'm about to get menopause.
Yeah, but that's medicine, man. It is stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, listen, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, my dear. The Girly Quiz back on the show next Thursday.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Badger and Natasha Bedingfield in these words on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just gone 5 to 9. Hello, if you've just joined us, and welcome. We just played the Girly Quiz. Dave lost the week on the back of a question about trying to define what perimenopause is, right?
Yes, we learned perimenopause is the period around your last period where the menopause is kind of kicking in.
Right. Colin was just in touch with us on WhatsApp. He said, lads, there's an ad on the radio about perimenopause, but I misheard it. I went home to my wife asking her if she heard the ad about the hairy menopause.
That's a completely different thing.
Oh, that's good. It's so good. I wish I was a fly on the wall when your wife was like,
What are you talking about?
Like, when is that kicking in? I'm scared, babe. I'm scared.
Here's a razor.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hello. What's the crack?
I'm risen and I'm shining.
Yeah, you are. You're both, Dave.
Hello.
Well, I just did something very embarrassing.
Go on.
To myself, on my phone, and Dave in particular, you're going to actually maybe get sick when you hear this.
No, what have you done?
No, Aisling.
I was thinking about Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
And somebody recently told me that her Coachella performance of Espresso was unreal.
It was.
And
good.
I haven't seen it yet. So I said, sure, I'll look that up. And I said, don't look that up on TikTok. I don't use TikTok that often. I posted the odd thing.
And you went incredibly viral for
it. I know, which isn't really fair to all the like OG TikTok users. But I'm not like fully familiar with the workings of the app.
Okay.
So I searched Sabrina Carpenter Coachella. No results.
Oh, I know exactly what you did.
I was like, what the hell? No results. I was like, I got rid of the Coachella bit. Maybe like it's censored or something. Like Sabrina Carpenter, no results. Like, come on. As if there's no Sabrina Carpenter content.
Ashley was having her own. TikTok. You know that movie yesterday where everyone in the world forgets about the Beatles?
Yeah, exactly. I was exactly having that. Do you know what I was doing?
I know exactly what you're doing.
I don't.
She was in her DMs.
Oh, for God's sake, Ashley.
Searching my DMs.
For Sabrina Carpenter. When was I chatting to her now?
When was she sending me
from her now?
When was she showing me the onstage point of view at Coachella? There was a thing here somewhere.
Imagine doing that on Instagram. It sounds so boomer, but I was doing it on TikTok, which makes me the same.
Listen, you'll never make that mistake again.
I won't.
Don't worry, you will.
I probably will.
I do it all the time.
Do you?
I do it all the time.
Okay, few.
And in fairness, because I took a little breather from TikTok there about last year for a while, having been really addicted, I needed to like, I was having withdrawals, like really had to take a break. And when I went back to Notification Center, it changed so much. I found it so confusing. I hated
Notifications on TikTok suck. They're awful.
Yeah. The whole Notification Center is horrible. Speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, let's get Espresso on. Ash's pal. Woo! This has been...
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Coil Ray and Players on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 9:10 this Thursday.
How are you?
If you're a Twitter user or, I don't know, in the online space, I feel like it was quite prominent on Twitter yesterday afternoon. A lot of conversation and a lot of debate on the back of Apple Music releasing their 100 best albums of all time.
Yes.
And I always think it's interesting, like, who is this panel? Who are these people to make such a big claim?
Oh, it's definitely some intern in Apple.
And why now?
Yeah.
Random timing.
Well, it's great PR for Apple Music. Here we are talking about Apple Music. And I think, like, Apple Music is a force in the world of music. Like, artists now have to look at streaming figures and all that. What they say goes. And, like, it does have huge impact. So they have a lot of power, I feel. And apparently the team was made up of experts What do you mean you're an expert?
Unless it was the literal Beatles.
Yeah. And then a selected group of artists, songwriters, producers and industry professionals came up with this. So they had a lot of listening to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. If it is a genuine list and if it is a genuine like process, you would imagine they surely have to give the artist the respect to listen to every single album and every single song on every album.
It doesn't make any sense though. Like, how can you compare? It's apples, oranges. It's like, how can you compare a Muse album?
And a song that I adore is completely different to a song that you adore.
We love making lists of things. Yeah, we do. Best things.
Look, I'll bring you through to some of the big ones and some of the more confusing ones. Like, By the Skin of Her Teeth, an album from Robin made the cut. That album featured this song.
Oh, tune. Dancing on my own.
She is an absolute queen and massive in the LGBTQ plus world, and that was a very iconic album. Although, personally, wouldn't know much on it other than that song.
Yeah, me neither.
Then in Let's Move Down, because we'll be here all day. There is 100 of them. At number 80, and I do like this because it is varied with the genres, the Marshall Mathers LP.
Oh, yeah.
The cut featuring this song. Again, it is like, I like to see Eminem in there. And
very difficult to listen to Eminem without nodding your head.
I know, I just thought that
so too. Difficult.
Now, this I love, again, like, I'm not a music expert, I won't even try to be, but this wouldn't have been my favourite Rihanna album personally, but it's in at number 55, Anti. It featured this song. That's the original. It's been remixed to death over the last few years since that release.
It's so much slower, isn't it?
I think it was 2016 she released that. In at number 30, Billie Eilish made the cut with her album When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
That's worthy.
I think
absolutely. Her and Phineas put in so much
effort.
And it is. It's a beautiful album from start to finish. She was going to make it in there at some point. At number 18 was Taylor Swift with 1989, her version. And just as a little treat for producer Callum, I asked him, what's your favourite song on 1989? And he said it's something from the deluxe version, which is called...
It's called New Romantics is the name of the song.
Ooh. I hadn't heard it. It's lovely.
Yeah, but that's from the deluxe album, which wasn't on the list.
But it's the same album.
I wanted to give him a lift.
So that is the only Taylor album in there, or the top? That's the top ranked
Taylor song.
Okay,
right.
You'd be glad to know, Ash, Beyonce made it in more than once, several times, in fact. But her highest ranked was Lemonade at number 10, and the tune from it that I love.
I would think I'd put that as her top album in terms
would you?
Of like
Lemonade.
Cultural yeah
that
like
was
cultural
the,
impact
funnily enough the album that made me dislike Beyonce
really
yeah where I was just like I don't get this
it was very different from her previous
yeah album. I love the Single Ladies and the If I Was a Boy and stuff like that. I love that stuff
I know Sasha Fierce was a banger too.
I loved Sasha Fierce. That's the first concert I ever went to with Sasha
me too
Fierce. Were you at the Three Arena?
But it was the O2.
You know, I faked getting pushed and got pulled over the fence, and I was in the exclusive little bit.
Ah, you brat.
Where were you?
I was way off the back.
So you were at the same concert together at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
And number 7 is Kendrick Lamar. I'm gonna show you how to turn it up. That's Good Kid, Mad City, the LP, and any guesses for number 1? We've been through a few big hitters at this point. Any ideas?
Well, there's been no Beatles so far mentioned.
No Beatles.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Justin
Band.
Bieber. Baby.
And number 1, it's Miss Lauryn Hill. Education of Lauryn Hill. It is constantly such a highly rated album.
People always talk about that album.
Isn't she the gal though? Did we talk about her in the show before that she's deliberately like hours late for her gig?
Yeah, like three hours.
Really late.
So annoying.
So if you want to see that album live, you're going to have to wait a while.
Yeah.
What is good about this list,
go now.
Even though again, people have so many issues with it, with their personal preference and their own beliefs and stuff, it's a great way just to see 100 albums going, I want to listen to that.
Yeah.
I want to listen to that.
Oh, maybe I'll try listen to them all.
Oh, did she ever give herself a break? This one. She always just takes
it. She will do it.
You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm so excited. He's playing the Three Arena this summer. I've been a fan for years, particularly during COVID.
Yeah, you always go on about him, to be fair.
Oh, he's really special. I love
him. Yeah, he's fast.
Troye Sivan on Spin.
On yesterday's show, we were talking about your worst timed injuries because I was telling you that the other week I was going to my friend's 30th birthday in Cork and I was an hour away from getting my train and I stupidly decided I'd put a few curls in my hair. I didn't have time to do this activity and I certainly didn't have time to deal with a searing burn in my hand when I picked up the hot wand from from the wand end. I just didn't look down as I picked up the curler.
I can't believe they're not different colours both sides.
It's silly.
That's dangerous.
They're trying to look sleek and cool,
that's
but it's
faulty.
Dangerous. Yeah, I agree. So yeah, big old dirty burn all across the palm of my hand. Had to walk to the train with an ice cube. And generally just terrible timing right before catching a long train journey.
Yeah. So we were asking in yesterday's show what was kind of your worst timed injury. Lots of people were in on this, including Lorenzo.
When I was driving my kids home from school at red light and the car just started moving and touched the car in front of me. Nothing happened, no damage, but I had to talk with the lady. So I got out my car and I forgot my little finger in the door. So I smashed the door on top of it. I had my nail out and the last bit of the bone was completely crushed. It was a gruesome view of blood everywhere. And the pain was so strong that was radiating from the finger, I wasn't able to reason or decide what to do. I went to the clinic, I showed it to the lady at the clinic, and she didn't want to see it. But the doctor then patched me up and now it's fine.
Oh my God.
It's so typical as well.
That is really bad time.
It's kind of like karma. So like, okay, little accident. No one's injured, no one's hurt, no damage done. But you know what? You were silly, so here's a sore finger.
Yeah, now you can't rationalise what the hell you have to deal with the woman. Oh God, that's
rough.
We also got a message in from Matthew who said, I fell off a hammock messing with my friends and broke my breastbone the day before starting secondary school. I was in a neck brace for the first 2 weeks of school.
Oh, God. I know if that was my school now, he'd be known as neck brace for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life on his wedding day. God love him. John, what happened to you?
Yeah, so 6 weeks before my first born and 8 weeks before my wedding, I had suffered what's called a four fracture, so it's a broken face.
Oh,
dear,
God, I didn't even know you could get that.
A broken face.
Yeah, broken face, like, yeah. So like for all the years your parents told you to break your face.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And how did that happen to you?
Just a football game, football match.
Oh, God.
But like, what do you obviously fell on the ground? Like, a ball wouldn't break your face, would it?
Or an elbow?
No, it was like an elbow under the nose and lights out.
Oh my God. Oh my God. John.
What kind of position were you in for the your birth, your kid, and your wedding?
Yeah, so yeah, it was drastically close. The same makeup as yours would be probably the best way to put it.
Statement, yeah. Oh, you poor devil.
Oh, you poor thing.
Were you black and blue?
Yeah, it was under the eyes, really. And
are we in a lot of pain, John?
No, not really. That's the surprising thing.
That's good. It didn't really matter that you looked rotten then.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose that was the excuse anyway.
Stop, don't be silly. But I'd say that photographer got an L tip for touching up those photos a little bit.
Get me good.
Yeah,
get me
a lot
good
of Photoshop,
side.
I'd say. A lot of Photoshop.
Nice. You're obviously all good now and baby's here and all's well.
Yeah, all good. That's years ago now, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love the thought of you saying get me good side and turning around.
I would have to show the back of my head, I'd say, that day.
Thanks, John. Mind yourself.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
See you, John.
See you later.
Tanya was on, and this kind of confuses me a little bit. She said last summer was our fourth attempt to go to All Together Now. Fourth attempt, right?
Okay, stuff must be going wrong each time.
Child had been dropped off to the grandparents, was all set to pack up the car, got a call to say that my other half had broken both his hands at a tug of war at a work sports day.
What?
We're not booking tickets this year.
My second cousin also had a serious hand injury from a tug of war.
I've never heard of this.
That's so frustrating,
though. Be careful.
Yeah, obviously, Altogether Now was just a bad omen.
Yeah.
You're not going anymore.
It's not for you.
This person standing by would like to remain anonymous.
Ooh.
Okay. When did you get injured at the worst possible time?
Well, it wasn't mine. It was my husband's. So we were partaking in marital affairs and he ended up with an arterial bleed and look, we tried to stop it. Nothing was happening.
Oh, God.
We had to tell the kids that daddy caught his zipper.
God, the poor man. Okay, the squirming men in the studio. You weren't obviously being very... It wasn't a gentle experience.
Oh, my God.
Has he recovered and have you ever engaged in such things since or is that just not a part of your relationship anymore?
Oh, my God, it is. I wouldn't be with him if it wasn't.
Okay.
They've recovered so well.
Wow.
Ah, well done.
Thank you for sharing that with us. God love him.
Yeah, he's not going to like me for this one now.
See you.
I don't like you for this one.
You'll get this thing.
thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That's New Era and Birds in the Sky on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
This week on the show, we're getting tasty with Ooh. Taste of Dublin in association Ooh. With international furnishing retailer Yusk. It's on from Thursday 13th to Sunday 16th of June in its new location of Merrion Square. That's Taste of Dublin we're talking about. Yusk is not in Merrion Square, but Taste of Dublin is.
No, but many different locations. I'm excited for Taste of Dublin to be in a new location this year. You can enjoy Ireland's best chefs, hottest restaurants, finest artisan producers and incredible live music and entertainment where food lovers feast.
It's really lovely to go and just get something to eat, sit down. There's great performances on.
Oh yeah, it's a lovely
day.
The
sun was shining last year. It was fab.
Yeah, you can get your tickets now at Taste of Dublin.
Okay, so bit of a thing to do on this. Kayla is standing by trying to get top of the leaderboard to be in with a shot of winning that 1,000 euro Yusk voucher. But we know guaranteed Taste of Dublin tickets now. You'll be sorted, gal. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just after dropping the kids to school and I'm on my way back to work.
What time did you start the process of getting the kids up this morning?
About 7.
Right.
Oh, God.
So you've had 2.5 hours of this and now you have to start your own day?
Yep.
Oh, mother God.
And what do you do, Kayla?
I think I just cry all the time.
I know, I'm close to it, but I work in the Department of Housing.
Oh, very God. Good.
No wonder you're busy.
No wonder you want to cry all the time.
And can I have one of them, can I?
Oh, yeah, I wish I could get one myself.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, well, we may be able to sort you out with a load of furniture here.
That'd be fantastic.
For the dream house and a pair of Taste of Dublin tickets just for coming on. So we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Callum is going to show us words in the studio, food-based words. One of us is going to have to describe those words to you. For example, if it's an apple, we'll say it's a fruit, could be green, pink lady, Granny Smith, and you'll say apple and you'll get a point. You have to get 5 or more to top the leaderboard to be in with a chance of that 1,000 euro voucher. You just have to pick who you want to play with, me, Emma or Dave.
For Aisling.
Oh God, I don't know. Aisling.
Yay.
Aisling has
subliminal messages so there.
If she had said Emma, I would have walked out. I haven't got to play all week.
Okay, and she's ready. She's chomping at the bit here, Kayla. I think you made a good choice.
She's been very judgmental of me and Emma's tactics, by the way. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the master does it.
Yeah, all right, we're putting 30 seconds on the clock. Be as fast as you can. There's a 1,000 euro Yusk voucher on the line here, so give it a good lash, Kayla, okay?
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
All right, it's in a bun and it's not a cat. It's not a cold cat. It's a what? Sausage in a bun.
Hot dog.
Yes. Salt and this go on your chips.
Sorry?
Salt and this go on your chips. So in chipper, salt and what?
Salt and vinegar.
Yeah. Bolognese is served with what?
Spaghetti.
Yeah. So carrots eat these, they're orange and they're vegetable. Oh, damn it. Okay, this and jelly. Americans say this thing and jelly.
Oh, I said carrots.
You said carrots and we didn't do that, did we, Emma?
No, we didn't actually. No, no,
carrots
no.
Eat these.
Carrots eat these.
I meant to say rabbits eat these.
Either way, to be honest, if you didn't mess that up, the score to still beat was 5 and that would have maybe been a 4.
True. So, Kayla, okay. You got a score of 3.
Oh,
not
sorry,
bad,
Kayla.
But not enough to beat that score, unfortunately. However, we are going to still send you out those Taste of Dublin tickets so you can get full of lunch over that weekend, all right?
Enjoy, pet. Thanks.
Thanks a million.
Talk to you later. Bye. If you want to win that 1,000 euro Yusk voucher, if you want to get to Taste of Dublin, we'll give you the final chance this week at 9 o'clock, a little bit earlier than we have been this week. Be with us from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for your chance to win. Now, surprise, we're not at the picnic this year, but
yes, am I.
They have a massive gig to deal with next weekend. That's Saturday week at St. Anne's Park.
Oh, nice.
I know producer Callum's going. His mum's a big fan.
Yeah, she's coming over.
See them
class.
There.
They always run a great show.
They're great lads.
Picture this, Leftover Love on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift and Post Malone and Fortnite on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Big day today.
Go on.
Teenage me is now saying sorry to my parents for not listening to them when they told me when I was 14 to finish the process of getting braces and that I'd regret not finishing the treatment. And me said, no, mom, I don't want to get braces. I'm grand.
Uh-oh.
So you're getting braces?
I'm getting braces.
Today?
I'm starting the process today. So you get your scans and stuff today to see what needs to be done. And then from there, you figure out your plan based on what's kind of needed by looking, having a good look into your mouth.
But you're not going full wire?
Not going full wire. I'm going to go Invisalign. Yeah.
Nice.
Very expensive.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I have a fella in Drogheda who does them out the back of a van.
Oh.
If you want them.
Is he around?
Yeah. 50 quid.
Andy. Ariana Grande, this is We Can't Be Friends now on Spin. I didn't think
it would. It's Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We're here with Now, stream world-class entertainment.
Off she goes.
Start spreading the news.
I'm living out my childhood dream of going to New York. I'm heading off tomorrow. And my
She's leaving tomorrow.
My housemate Emer just texted me saying, I have just changed our accommodation. I said, Emer, we're going tomorrow.
Sorry, what?
She said, I found somewhere nicer. It's 100 euro cheaper. So I changed it. I was like, babe, what are you talking about?
Have you not gone through like so many different accommodations?
This is the fifth booking.
Oh, you're joking.
Fifth booking at this stage.
I hope you're getting all that money back.
And I'm already so scared of airport security. I'm like, we have to change your change everything now. You have to know your address. I'm so scared of security, guys. What are they going to say?
Oh, God. They're going to be like, why are you in America? Why the God's name would you come to America?
Why have you had five different residential bookings?
Why haven't you been here before? Why now?
Why are you a 30-year-old woman in America?
Oh, lads, I'm terrified.
Have a great time.
Thanks, guys. Lots of love. And catch you back here next week. Don't forget, it's my birthday on Monday. Text me. Michaela's on the way.
Good luck. You get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.